I saw this story posted in the Hacker News, and it made me realize one of the real problems that exist on the internet. For the most part, the internet has been self-regulated. No matter how much government tries to sucker the population into allowing it to control it, the internet and its bodies often do a fair job of regulating IP addresses and domain names. I could talk about how stupid it was to go after the porn operators by writing Section 230, but this isn't about that. This is deeper at its core.
This is the Insecurity Brief podcast. It features tech news and analysis throughout the world. This podcast is made possible through advertising and listeners like you.
We need your help. Please subscribe. We know you are out there.
If you can't donate, please share this program. We depend on you.
The story that I was referring to was posted on November 11th, 2021 by Ravi Lashapan. And it's titled, TrickBot Operators Partner with Shashank Attackers for Conti Ransomware. The story I'm not going to read. Instead, just describe what's going on. Now, at least part of this, it leads to a real issue that government really can't fix, nor should we really want them to. What's going on is ransomware operators have been adopting more of business-like models. Organized crime is like that. It's why we call it organized, after all. In the back end, there's a piece of software that often infects Windows-based computers through several different methods, one of which is a phone call. Now, I'm going to talk about that in a second. Phishing sounds like phishing, but it's spelled P-H-I-S-H-I-N-G. It's used part way to infect computers. In an effort, it's often described when a fake email is sent to trick somebody to click on a link. Instead, what this group is doing is a leap to say that it's a single group, because the back end of this has been so well documented and mishandled, and the attack surface has changed, making it so anybody in the world can control the service. Well, it wouldn't surprise me to find that if there are hundreds or even thousands of actors now. But I'm getting ahead of myself, sorry. So in a nutshell, how this stuff works. Computer 1 tells Computer 2 what to do. It sends it a command, and it follows the command. If Computer 1 has Computer 3, 4, 5, and 6, etc., then it's basically what's called a botnet. Without getting into further detail about what's going on these computers, 2, 3, 4, 5, and 6 are called slaves or zombie computers. 1 is often called the command and control computer. It doesn't have to be a physical computer. It doesn't even have to have a static connection. Google Sheets, Dropbox links, and others like LinkedIn and Instagram have the ability to provide hostile actors command and control servers, and they do. This is one way, however. It's one way. This one does it the old way. It has a fixed IP address. On October 28th, Ravi from the Hacker News posted another story, TrickBot Linux variants active in the wild despite recent takedown. It said, according to its new findings shared by cybersecurity firm NetScout, TrickBot authors have moved portions of their code to Linux in an attempt to widen the scope of victims that could be targeted. TrickBot is a financial Trojan, first detected in 2016, and has been traditionally a Windows-based crimeware solution. employing different modules to perform a wide range of malicious activities on target networks, including credential theft and perpetrating ransomware attacks. But over the last few weeks, twin efforts led by Cyber Command and Microsoft helped to eliminate 94% of TrickBot's command and control servers that were in use. In the new infrastructure, the criminals operating TrickBot attempted to bring online to replace previously disabled servers. Despite the steps taken to impede TrickBot, Microsoft cautioned that the threat actors behind the botnet would likely make efforts to revive their operations. So this is what gave me the idea. It's not really new or anything, but it's part of a growing issue on the internet. So what this group is doing is it's going to get more zombies or slaves. Since this model of ransomware is really lucrative, by employing call centers in the Middle East, really anywhere, I looked at a few of the IP addresses that the current system uses. They already bounce back with connections to Jakarta. Interestingly, the voice on a call that was made to a call center sounded similar in accent, but you need to realize a broader picture of what's really going wrong about all of this. So Microsoft put on its blog an update on disruption of TrickBot, October 20th, 2020. Tom Burton, Corporate Vice President, Consumer Security and Trust, last week we announced the disruption target of the botnet TrickBot. TrickBot is a network of servers and infected devices run by cyber criminals responsible for a wide range of nefarious activities, including the distribution of ransomware, which can lock up computer systems. Our disruption is intended to disable TrickBot's infrastructure and make it difficult for its operators to enable ransomware attacks, which have been identified as one of the biggest threats in the upcoming U.S. elections. We've had many requests for updates on the operation, so I'd like to share some more on how it's going. As of October 18th, we've worked with partners around the world to eliminate 94% of TrickBot's critical operation infrastructure, including both the command and control servers in use at the time our action began, and new infrastructure TrickBot has attempted to bring online. Here are the numbers. We initially identified 69 servers around the world, the core of TrickBot's operations, and we disabled 62 of them. The seven remained on servers, not traditional command and control servers, but rather on Internet of Things. Devices TrickBot infected was used as part of its server infrastructure. They are in process of being disabled. As expected, the criminals operating TrickBot scrambled to replace the infrastructure we initially disabled. We tracked down the activity closely and identified 59 new servers they attempted to add to their infrastructure. We've now disabled all but one of these new servers. In sum, from time to time, we began our operation October 18th and brought down 120 of the 128 servers we identified as this TrickBot infrastructure around the world. What they knew, anyway, is it's still a problem, and it's still one of the issues we're dealing with these things. And, you know, it's a problem of dealing with this crap in public. Okay, the way that this was handled. As far as the way disinformation goes, well, that got picked up by a few news agencies and problem solved. Kudos to Microsoft. They gave the They saved the election and blah, 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 blah. It's still out there. And it's not what the blog entry was about. Let me read you just a bit more. To be clear, these numbers will change regularly as we expected action we've already taken to continue to impact the remaining infrastructure, and we and others continue to take new actions between now and the election. This challenging work, and there is not a straight line to success. At the same time, we're pleased with our progress for several reasons. I'm optimistic about the outcomes we can achieve. First, Microsoft and our partners are trying to take a persistent and layered approach to addressing trick bots operators around the world. This is necessary due to the unique architecture of TrickBot botnet and its creativity and persistence with criminal operations. Since the initial court order we obtained, we've gone back to court and secured subsequent orders to take down newly activated infrastructure. We'll continue to do this now and the election day, November 3rd. Additionally, our partners and hosting providers we work with, who have been crucial to the process, to our progress, have been sharing information that has uncovered more command and control servers. As we continue to cut off these new servers, our partners are also working to clean and remediate the compromised LOT devices. The LOT is, IoT is the Internet of Things. Especially routers that TrickBot operators are using as non-traditional command and control infrastructure. These compromised routers pose a unique challenge for the internet service providers, as they must simultaneously work to remediate these devices while keeping legitimate traffic uninterrupted, and this is delicate work is underway. Finally, working with ISPs and others to clean devices in people's homes and businesses that might be infected. So Microsoft is worrying about securing the American election of 2020. TrickBot, again, is a financial Trojan. It was first detected in 2016 and has traditionally been a Windows-based crimeware solution employing different modules to perform a wide range of malicious activities on target networks, including credential theft and perpetrating ransomware attacks. Okay, Microsoft, thanks. So I mentioned cybersecurity and called, I mentioned the cybersecurity researcher that had called the call center. And what they were doing is sending out direct emails. Your email address is for sale. American corporations and many other are doing this. Many of the other details about you. That's why American is a target, target for all these things. It has to do with our society dependent on government to somehow protect us at every turn. The government fails you and I again and again. And our security landscape on the internet is a sieve. It's full of holes. Well, let me play part of this. I'm going to fast forward through it because it's really long and it takes a while. But the key parts of it are really interesting, and links to all of this material will be with the podcast or on my website. You can read it if you want.
Customer support, how may I help you?
Received an email, something about a free medical trial.
Yes, sir. This is Medical Reminder Service. How can I help you?
I did not do any medical trial on this thing. It said to call this number. So I'm calling this number and to see why I got the email.
Okay, sir. This email mentioned any subscription number or something that I can search here in the system?
Yes, it's let's see, it's in the subject line. She, H, T.
Okay.
This information has been censored, because the subscription number is used to identify the recipient's email address.
Okay, sir, I will repeat it for you, sir. C-H-T.
Information about the subscription number is censored here again.
Am I correct?
That is correct, yes.
Just give me one moment to check that, please, sir. Hello, sir?
Yes.
Sir, are you familiar with some person that his name is...
Name of the recipient.
No, that does not sound familiar.
Because, sir, this is a membership here named by Mr.
Name of the recipient.
Used a valid card, used a valid email. The email is...
The fake support person spells out the recipient's email address here.
Well, that's my email, but, that's not my name.
Okay, sir, so, if you want to cancel this, you need to go through the website and put the subscription number and you would cancel this. I understand this is not your subscription or not your membership, but unfortunately this is a medical service, so if you would like to cancel that, you can do that through our website. If you would like, I can help you through the phone to cancel this subscription.
Yes, please.
You need to go, sir, to getmers.us.
Okay.
The call center audio was found in a post from Bleeping Computer called Bizarre Call Malware Uses Malicious Callware Center to Infect Victims by Lawrence Abrams and posted March 31st, 2021. So it's only part of the issue. The threat group TA551, also known as Shed a Tank, is an email-based malware distribution that distributes malware through phishing emails. Shetank has distributed a variety of malware, predominantly malware with information stealing capabilities, such as UNICEF and Valchek in 2020 and IcedD malware after mid-July of 2020. Cyber Reason posted in its blog, and I'm going to read part of this. From Shattuck Emails to Conti Ransomware, November 9th, 2021. In October 2021, the IBM X-Force reported that threat group ITG23, also known as TrickBot Gang or Wizard Spider, has partnered with Shetank and sometime around July 2021 to distribute the TrickBot and Bizarre Backdoor, often referred to as Bizarre Loader malware. ITG23 develops and maintains TrickBot and Bizarre Backdoor. TrickBot and Bizarre Backdoor can deploy additional malware on its compromised systems. TrickBot is a feature-rich and modular malware that has been present on the threat landscape since 2016. The implementation of TrickBot has evolved over the years, and in recent versions of TrickBot impersonating malware loading capabilities, TrickBot has played a major role and may attack campaigns conducted by different threat actors, from common cyber criminals to nation-state actors. These campaigns have often involved the deployment of ransomware, such as Rhinoc ransomware. Since March of 2021, malicious actors have been using TrickBot and Bizarre Backdoor to deploy Conti ransomware on compromised systems. The ITG23 threat group, originally developed, now maintains Conti ransomware. ITG23 uses ransomware as a service model, according to which developers of the ransomware pay the operator of the ransomware a wage to successfully attack, or a percentage of the ransomware payments. Conti actors or Conti ransomware operators have proven to be substantial threat in composing and compromising organizations where IT outages have been threatened consequences, such as hospitals and law enforcement agencies. In September of 2021, the U.S. Cybersecurity Infrastructure Agency and the U.S. Federal Bureau of Investigation, FBI, reported more than 400 Conti ransomware attacks that had taken place on U.S. and international organizations. Conti actors frequently use double extortion tactics. If the victim refuses to pay for data decryption, the malicious actors threaten to leak the data or sell it for profit. This report discusses recent attack campaigns that reflect the current developments of ITG23, partnering with Shashank to distribute TrickBot and Bizarre Backdoor malware, which malicious actors use to deploy the Conti ransomware on compromised systems. To this end, the report first provides an overview of the system infecting using TrickBot or Bizarre Backdoor malware that Shashank Group distributes based on recent Shashank malware distribution campaigns that we analyzed. The report discusses Conti actor activities that are common across Conti actor attack campaigns that we analyzed. We focus on activities that Conti actors conducted after establishing a foothold on a system using Bizarre Backdoor or TrickBot and before ransomware deployment. A previous report by Cyber Reason Nocturnus team documents the execution of Conti ransomware. So the problem is not fixed, and it's convenient at the command and control system has been so documented and not taken off, so anyone can adopt it and deploy it. And when companies that are big providers like Microsoft and Amazon and others regularly provide a safety net or a safe haven for malicious actors, I ran into this several times on the internet where these companies were behind some of the problems. But this is a bigger problem, and it's not all about what you're going to see. These systems in place, outside corporations that are on the internet, really the corporations and the ISPs that act as silos, Twitter, Facebook, Google, they're not really that big on the internet. They represent really only a small part of what's operating. Let me give you an example. A while back, you have to understand that there is a cause and effect, and the inheritance of all things, especially the idiotic corporations. Yahoo made and gave free email addresses to everyone, which caused everybody to follow Google, eventually Microsoft. All the stealing personal information, another subject, sorry. So along came at the time a massive spam campaigns. The internet responded with blacklist providers, or RBLs. An RBL, remote block list, or real-time block hole list, also called DNS-based blacklist or block list, is a spam fighting tool. Each block list has a different criteria for listing IP addresses as spam. different organizations maintain RBLs. There are public RBLs like SpamHaus that anyone can use, but there are private RBLs used by service providers such as AT&T and Google. Online RBL checkers can't check your IP address against these private lists, but you usually will get a bounce back message when you try to send an email to a provider. The internet doesn't provide, these RBLs, they don't provide access a lot of different ways, but as far as doing your direct lookups, you can look on some of them for your own IP address. But more importantly, they're actually fairly proficient at preventing spam from either you receiving it, or they provide a method for other hosts. Like if you are infected with some mail bot and you're using Google, for example, for email, Google will limit the amount of emails that you can send. They also do that so you can't use your Google email to spam a whole bunch of other people, or in marketing, sending out a whole bunch of spam messages. But the other reason is malware can't just automatically send using your Google account. They used to. This used to be a problem, but it got back because Google and others started adopting IP block lists for people sending emails to their system. So if you get noted because you've got some piece of software on your system that's sending out emails, even if it's not through a Google or a Microsoft, if you get listed on there as an offender sending spam out, then your IP address is blocked from sending emails to those servers as well. So what you need to do is get rid of the crap that's running on your computer. The crap that's running on your computer that allows command and control to work. You see, these companies don't want us to set up our own block lists, because heaven forbid we block all the traffic that's going to them for tracking us around. You know, I looked at a little bit on Android. I know that Apple is going to be difficult to implement this, but if we created our own block lists, we've created our own block list by IP address to command and control servers, then, or to known virus outbreaks, we would be blocking the entire pieces of the entire internet, but we'd be saving ourselves. I mean, there are IP addresses that are offending, that are sitting on these players that are acting like they're our protectors, and they are not our protectors. They have been screwing us forever. So if it works with email, maybe it's time we extend it to the rest of the services. I'm not sure. It's an interesting idea. Anyway, reach out to me on Twitter or YouTube. I tend to look at those more often than others. And thanks. Until next time.